mornings on the Mall. Right now, though, it's 6 o'clock. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. Breaking news this morning, Amtrak has suspended rail service between Washington and Philadelphia after a fatal accident overnight in Northeast D.C.
Two people were killed at around 11:20 last night when they were struck by an Amtrak train as it headed into Union Station. This was train 175 from New York with 121 passengers on board. No one on the train was hurt. They were all eventually offloaded onto another train, which took them into Union Station. The incident took place along New York Avenue under the 9th Street Bridge. Investigators say the two victims appeared to be trespassing on the tracks. The train remains in place as the investigation continues. I'm John Matthews in the WMAL newsroom.
Also from Mark Rail Commuters, Mark's Penn Line will have limited service this morning, only getting you as far as New Carrollton, where you can transfer to Metro. Camden Line trains are stopping at Greenbelt. Well, as the weather gets consistently more summer-like, dirt bike and ATV riders are back out on the roads, even where they're not supposed to be.
At National Harbor over the weekend,
we believe somewhere between 50 and 100 of these bikes were down there.
And Prince George's County Deputy Police Chief Chris Murtha tells the Larry O'Connor Show, when it comes to stopping the reckless riders,
we will outsmart these folks. We'll use our investigative techniques. We'll identify these folks, and we'll come knock on their door. And throughout the course of this week, we'll be doing that. Issuing citations and where appropriate, making arrests.
He says even if they don't get all the riders, they'll catch enough to make a difference, which is their goal. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Parking is tough to come by in D.C. That's true for the city's teachers, too, as they come to work each day. Well, now one D.C. council member has an idea.
D.C. Councilmember Charles Allen says the district doesn't need more parking lots, at least at schools. He wants to make sure kids have a place to play.
We're putting a priority on the playgrounds, the play space, the outdoor space that we kind of come to expect.
Under his proposed bill, the mayor could create parking zones for teachers in neighborhoods, the target schools slated for modernization.
There may be instances where it doesn't make any sense.
Allen says teachers would have to pay a small parking permit fee if this goes through. Now, the public will also get to weigh in on this, but likely that won't happen until at least the fall. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Should members of Congress get extra money to help them pay to live in Washington? Yes, says outgoing Utah Republican Jason Chaffetz. He's calling for members of Congress to get a housing stipend of up to $30,000 a year. Chaffetz says lawmakers have trouble covering housing costs in their annual salary of $174,000. Are taxi cabs in the suburbs a dying breed? At least two area counties are having trouble finding any more cabs to expand the business.
It's an annual exercise in Fairfax County authorizing new taxi licenses. But this year,
the recommendation is for us to authorize no new taxi cab certificates for 2017.
Supervisors Chairwoman Sharon Bolova, the county study showed a 17% reduction in cab rides since 2013. In Montgomery County, they wanted a certain number of cabs to be handicap accessible, but not enough people applied. They're extending the deadline.
Well, you can imagine the taxi industry as a whole has gone through a revolution.
County Council President Roger Berliner says the market for licenses there is not robust either. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Three Chicago police officers have been indicted on charges they conspired to cover up and lie about what happened when a white police officer shot a black teenager 16 times in October 2014. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,311. The Nasdaq at 61,47. Sports, Max Scherzer allows one run and two hits in six innings as the Nats crush the Cubs. The Orioles beat the Jays. WNBA, another win for the Mystics. WMAL News Time 604 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. We believe that the purchase of a diamond ring is very special. It's a moment you'll remember forever, so we make the experience exciting and worthy of your time. Compare a few and decide which appeals the most. Try them on. See how they fit your hand. Feast your eyes at the fiery brilliance leaping from our perfect Mervis diamonds. The sparkle is breathtaking. Each diamond is different. Examine them in-store with the help of a trained Mervis expert. The right way to choose is to view many diamonds and place each one live in a prestige designer ring like Tacori or Verragio. At Mervis, we show fine quality GIA-graded diamonds at amazing prices. It's what you expect from the leading diamond importer. Online sites may promise a low price, but we beat them every day. When you're ready for that special diamond, let's meet. Ask for one of the Mervis family, Zed or Jonathan or me, Ronnie. We'll take great care of you. Call 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading toward the 3rd Street Tunnel if you're on the westbound side of the Southeast-Southwest Freeway. Oh boy, delays are quickly forming here. Just as you come off of the 11th Street Bridge, the crash is after the exit for the 3rd Street Tunnel as you come up toward Main Avenue. So that's where we're focused on a lot of activity with the accident delays. Again, quickly forming off the 11th Street Bridge for 295. The focal point of delays coming out of Riverdale and Chevrolet was the police activity on the shoulder southbound on DC 295 as you head past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Police say, though, nothing is blocked, but of course, the flashing lights will have that distraction. We do have a lane blocked closure on New York Avenue. And again, this is due to an investigation on Amtrak inbound New York Avenue at Kendall Street. That's after West Virginia, Montana Avenues. You do lose the right lane. That is blocked off as a result. Definitely heavier delays than normal on New York Avenue. 66, a little bit bunched up in Manassas and again in Falls Church, but nothing reported along the way. Update is sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Keep the sunshine today and temperatures on the cool side of average. 82 for the high, mostly clear tonight, low 65. Hotter tomorrow, sun and cloud mix and 90. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 in Dumfries, 51 in Kensington, 63 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Surprise, a baby's born on a flight from Fort Lauderdale to Dallas. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, just in a little short time, we got 6:35, we'll have Cal Thomas. He's a syndicated author and columnist here to talk to us about health care. And Mitch McConnell coming out, yanking that bill, saying not happening until after July 4th. 8:05 this morning, we got Mike Antolini. He's the tournament director for the Quicken Loans National. That'll be fun to talk to him. That's coming up in the D.C. area. And then 8:35, we got Jay Walter. He's a Maryland state delegate here to talk to us about this investigation of Prince George's County schools. That's all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. I'm sitting alongside Mary Walter. My name's Vince Collins. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Problems. So we've talked before about Jason Chaffetz saying, you know, I'm resigning. He's resigning as of June 30th, the end of this week, right?
Yes.
So Friday will be his last day, and he gave an interview to The Hill. And there may be more to it, and we may know a little bit more about why he says he's resigning. Now, when he first told us that he was resigning, this is what he told TMZ.
I've been honored to serve, but I just turned 50 years old and I'm sleeping on a cot in my office. I'm away more than 1500 nights. I've been away from my family, and I happen to have a wife I love and kids I adore, and it's time to reevaluate my life. And sleeping on the cot, it gets to you after a while. We get paid a very handsome salary, but I have a beautiful home here in Utah. I can't afford to also have a place in Washington, D.C. And so in order to save money for the Chaffetz family, yeah, we just bunk up in our offices. I want you to know I do shower on a daily basis. I do go down to the house gym, and we have a toilet and a sink in our offices.
It's like prism.
No, I like to think
it sounds
more as...
horrible. Look at this job.
It's probably more like college. So we want to find out from you if you agree with what Jason Chaffetz had to say to The Hill yesterday, where he told them that I think a $2,500 housing allowance would be appropriate. It would be a real help to have at least a decent quality of life in Washington if you're going to expect people to spend hundreds of nights a year here. So that $2,500 a month stipend to help legislators be able to afford housing in the district is $30,000 a year per lawmaker, but for all 535 members would cost taxpayers another $16 million a year. So basically, he's advocating for a $30,000 a year pay raise for Congress. So 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL is the number. Now, what he, and I get, he's saying, look, if you, he told The Hill, this could actually save taxpayers money because he's flying home every weekend. So the amount of money we're paying for him to fly back and forth would ultimately be more than what we would be paying if he had a place where his family could come and stay with him, especially like in the summer when the kids aren't in school. He could come, they could come and stay here.
Yeah.
All that sounds well and good. But my immediately thought was, I had a couple thoughts. First of all, it should be means tested. Everything Congress legislates for us is means tested. So if you're responsible, if you're successful in life, you're going to pay into it. You ain't getting nothing back. So it should be means tested, number one. Number two, I don't trust the fox to watch the hen house. I want this used only for housing. But my ultimate question was, why do you have to live in the district? There are plenty of people who work in the district who are listening to us right now who can't afford to live in the district. What is wrong with living in Virginia or Maryland? Like, a lot of people do. We have listeners who call in at 5 o'clock in the morning who are on their way in from West Virginia. Welcome to our world, well, Mr. Senator.
This is what I do. I mean, I live in Virginia. I work in D.C.
I live in Maryland and work in D.C.
Yeah. So this is what, you know, I had to make that decision for my family and figure out sort of how to afford my lifestyle in order to be able to, you know, afford a house that we can afford and get into a city and work in the city. Yeah, we had to make all those sorts of decisions. And I don't think, you know, members of Congress are going to earn much sympathy from almost anybody when it comes to giving them extra cash. By the way, Chaffetz's explanation, there's a couple of things I like about this story. One is that Jason Chaffetz is on the way out. So I think he feels liberated to kind of speak his mind, which is what we would prefer Congress to do all the time. But, you know, and now in his case, he's saying, hey, by the way, I think congressmen should get $2,500 a month for housing. As far as, like, the flights go, though, it's not more expensive to fly home to Utah every weekend than it would be to give a congressman $2,500 for rent. If you were paying $500 round trip every weekend, that's still only $2,000 a month. So I don't know how we're saving money by giving you a housing allowance instead of having you fly home every weekend. And by the way, you still have to fly home. You're like a member of Congress who serves the constituents who live in that community. So what? You're not going to go home anymore if you have a housing allowance here in D.C.? None of that's adding up for me. Sorry, Jason Chaffetz, as much as you're trying to be honest on your way out the door.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And what's going to happen when the rents go up? We're going to have to pay more. My rent goes up, I don't get a raise. I can't go to the dark overlord here and say, my rent has gone up, I need more money. He's going to look at me and say, oh well, find another place to live if you can't afford it. That's exactly what's going to happen. 888-630-9625. John in Fredericksburg, you're kicking it off for us on Mornings on the Mall. John, do we give them this $2,500 a month housing allowance?
You give it to them on a sliding scale. Many of these men and women are millionaires already. They don't need it. It's, you know, maybe for the people who haven't learned how to play the game yet, a lot of these people come here and they're broke, and lo and behold, 10 years later or 15 or 20 years later, when they leave, they're millionaires. And you wonder how that happened. They get their initial public offerings and all their little sweetheart deals. Well, obviously, Chaffetz doesn't know how to play that game, or maybe he's too clean to play the game. Good for him one way or the other.
I agree with you. I've always wondered what the interest rate was on the congressional checking accounts, because he's right. They come in with nothing and they leave millionaires. millionaires. So that is an amazing thing that happens.
The median net worth of a member of Congress, $1.1 million in 2014.
Look at Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders came in as, you know, I got one pair of underwear. You know, that guy. He's now he's part of the 1%. So there's something magical that happens in the district. Maybe that's why they have to live here. Maybe that's part of the magic. They have to live here. 888-630-9625. Chief Fitz is calling for a $2,500 housing stipend for legislators because it's so expensive to live in the district. I'm not buying this one. Sorry. It is 6:15.
Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, good morning, D.C. Let's head through the southeast-southwest freeway. Boy, difficult trip right now. Right as you come off of D.C. 295 over the 11th Street Bridge toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. That's where we have the incident. It's going to be westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Had some police department activity. Looks like they've wrapped up on D.C. 295 south as you head down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Thank goodness. Nothing left to check out there. Now, we still have a lot of police investigation ongoing, again, with the Amtrak situation where two pedestrians were struck and killed. And as a result, on New York Avenue, that's where we have the right lane closed, inbound New York Avenue at Kendall Street. That's after you pass West Virginia, Montana Avenue. So you lose the right lane. You'll see all this activity, too. Definitely a distraction. And that's going to give us extra pressure on New York Avenue this morning coming inbound. For 66, been looking at the cameras here thinking something must be in the way. It is just crawling through Manassas, but it's hard to see through the cameras because of the sun glare. So that looks like the culprit here as we come in from the west. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's take a look at that WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, I hope today's as pretty as it sounds. Sunny, high of 82 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 65. Tomorrow, sunshine and clouds mixed, high of 90 degrees. And then Friday, we'll have plenty of sun with high, low... I don't even know what this means. Anyway, it'll be around the mid-90s. 63 degrees right now in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Staples.
When it's time for last-minute changes to a big presentation, let Staples be your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or the cloud, and use the self-serve machines to avoid waiting and get back to business. Staples, it's pro time.
Apparently, it meant the high is in the low to mid-90s. The Weather Channel just called me. Come on, idiot. Get it right.
888, I did not call you an idiot. 888-630-9625 is the number. 888-630-WMAL. So Jason Chaffetz is on his way out. He is resigning, and good for him. And I've always liked him. I'm upset that he's resigning because I really have always liked him. But on his way out the door, he's saying, you know, it's really, really expensive to live in Washington, D.C. And right now, only the rich can serve in Congress because it's so expensive. So taxpayers should give legislators a $2,500 housing stipend. And I think it starts at $2,500. And then as rents go up, because now they can afford to live, they can afford nicer places, what's going to happen? Well, taxpayers are now footing the bill for their rent, right? The cost of housing is going to go up. It's exactly what's going on. They've learned nothing from the tuition fiasco. So, I just say you move out of the district like the rest of us. You live in Maryland. You live in Virginia. We have listeners who live in West Virginia. Get used to the commute. The rest of us do. And maybe they'll fix some of the roadways around here and fix the metro.
The more you have to keep the more you have to keep your own checkbook, the better you'll be about keeping the country's checkbook.
Exactly. 888-630-9625. Marianne in Gaithersburg. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Marianne.
Good morning. When I was growing up in the 1960s, I lived in Maryland in the Kensington area, and Senator Pastore from Rhode Island had a house there. And, you know, back then you could afford a decent place for not too much money, but it was a real strain because they had to keep two houses. They had to, you know, they had their kids in public school because they had to go home during recesses, and so they went to a Sacred Heart school here in Bethesda, and then they went to the Sacred Heart school in Rhode Island. So that there's, with families, it's really difficult, and that's why a lot of people choose not to bring their families back and forth all the time, because it's a lot if you have kids. But housing in this area has gotten totally unaffordable. You can't.
What do you think is going to happen to the cost of housing in this area when taxpayers are footing the bill for it?
Well, you're not talking that many people. I mean, there's
500 and some odd.
Yeah, but...
You're talking about over 500 people that we're going to be footing the bill for.
Yeah, but they won't all be in one space. Like you said, they could be in Northern Virginia, but where most of them live
so you,
anyway.
So you're for this. You think this is a good idea? You think this is a good idea?
I think that if we ever want to try and get our country back to the citizen statesmen of our founding fathers, that there has to be something, because most people could not afford to do that on the salary that they get. And, you know, you come from some of these states where the cost of living is so much less than here.
Well, this will give them... So I'm glad you... This is exactly where I went to Marianne, because I wanted to get a differing opinion. Thank you so much for that, Marianne. You had the $30,000 in. They're going to be making over $200,000 a year. And I think most of us look at that and go, wait a minute, I make it work on far less than that. Mm-hmm. And what about... Well, you want them to go back and be the citizen statesmen? Why does no one Skype? Why do they have to be in the district? We have Skype. We have FaceTime. We have so many ways for them to be part of the system and not have to live in Washington.
Yeah. I mean, and also there's, I think, a history of our lawmakers being wealthy. I mean, even the founding fathers were in the highest categories of society at the time when they served. So, you know, this really comes down to a question of, do you want people who are of more average income, a guy like Jason Chaffetz, I guess, to come and be lawmakers, is what we're talking about. I don't think right now it's the financial things that are stopping people from wanting to do that. It's the venom in D.C. How many average guys do you think want to run for office now in this system? Not many, given how disgusting politics has become and the way people get treated.
Yeah, actually, I want to go to Mark in Leesburg here, because Mark, I said the same thing here. Mark, good morning here on Mornings on the Mall. How are you, Mark?
Good morning. I'm pretty good. Yeah, my idea is we put up a project. They can all live together in the project. They can learn what it's like living in the projects. And if they're all living together, maybe they'd be a little more civil to one another.
That's what I said. Well, I didn't say the projects. I said we should put them up in a dorm. Let's build a dorm for them. I mean, basically what Chaffetz is doing now, and he claims many others are doing this as well, they're living in their offices. They're showering at the gym. Uh-huh. They're living in a dorm. It's the same thing. So let's do that. And I like the idea of forcing all of them, even the high money makers, they all have to live in the dorm.
Yeah, the Chaffetz Congressional Barracks.
There you go.
Yeah,
and hijinks will ensue. It'll be like a big, it'll be all sorts of dorm hijinks. People stealing each other's mattresses. You know,
all the things we did in college. They're going to be drinking keggers on the third floor,
burying each other's cars in the snow.
Yeah. 888-630-9625. This basically, as far as I'm concerned, is a $30,000 pay increase. That's exactly what this is. It is 622 on WMAL.
Are you ignoring your 401k? If so, it could cost you a small fortune. Learn 7 strategies that could reboot your 401k on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Tom, do you know why we always wear our 1-800-GOT-JUNK hats?
To keep our heads warm?
Because sometimes we have a bad hair day? No, it's because if you look right, you act right.
But Brian, we always act right.
I think I know what he means, Tom.
Okay, Tom, tell me.
You know how when you put on your 1-800-GOT-JUNK shirt and hat, you know it's not just about you anymore?
That hat makes me part of a team.
And our team has a reputation to live up to.
A sparkling reputation.
And what is that reputation?
We're the team that's always smiling.
And cheerful.
And friendly.
And helpful.
And polite.
Very polite.
And we work quickly.
And never complain.
And we're careful.
Very careful.
And respectful.
And why are we that way?
Because of the hat?
Because of the hat.
Wow.
When you see those hats,
all you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at will disappear. We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Trey Turner. And this ball is well hit. He bats first. He gets on.
Way out ahead for a leadoff double.
Connect. Nationals Cubs. Tonight at 6:30 on Masson. The Nationals.
There it goes!
14 runs and St. Louis was singing the blues.
That ball is jacked.
Frame the game. Nationals, Cardinals. The series starts Friday night at 7:30 on Masson 2.
Most West Virginians don't have a choice. We don't get to decide how much our healthcare costs go up.
No one's asking us if older Americans should be charged five times more for coverage than everyone else. And it's not our decision if Congress cuts Medicaid, leaving millions of seniors without the care they need. No, we don't get to make those choices. But Senator Capito, you do. And the choice you make on the new health care bill in Congress will decide whether countless West Virginians keep their health coverage or have it stripped away, especially people over 50. It's your choice whether to stand with us or support a bill being written in secret. A bill that could make it harder for us to afford to go to the doctor, fill our prescriptions, or get the basic medical care we depend on. Just one vote could be enough to stop this bill. And Senator Capito, that vote is yours.
Call Senator Capito today. Tell her to vote no on the health care bill. Paid for by AARP.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Interstate 95 slowing to get down onto the Beltway. So just after the ICC, watch for that volume through Calverton. And a lot of this focus to get Outer Loop where we had the earlier problem this morning with the crash between Colesville Road and George Avenue, which is now cleared. For 270, here we come, pretty normal volume just as you come through Urbana and Hyattstown. That's really about the slowest stretch of 270 that I'm checking out, so we're off to a pretty good start there. On the Southeast Southwest Freeway, unfortunately dealing with an incident westbound side after the 3rd Street Tunnel, giving you delays if you're heading in that area, coming off of the inbound 11th Street Bridge. And for New York Avenue commuters inbound, as you pass West Virginia Montana Avenues after that intersection, keep alert. The right lane is blocked off with police department activity, again due to the investigation on Amtrak where two pedestrians were struck and killed. And again, Amtrak service suspended between D.C. and Philadelphia. Update is sponsored by IKEA. Now through July 11th, IKEA family members can get up to 20% off mattresses, $150 or more, while supplies last. Visit your local IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com and start shopping. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful day today before it heats up again tomorrow. Sunshine and 82. Tonight, mostly clear, low 65. Tomorrow, sun and cloud mix and 90. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 63 degrees, 626 on WMAL.
All right, we want to know, do you agree with Jason Chaffetz that the legislators should get about a $2,500 housing stipend because it's really expensive to live in the district? Joe in Northern Virginia, we've got about a minute here. Joe, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Come on, it's really expensive, Joe.
Yeah, well, I'm visiting from Colorado. I'm actually here I flew in this morning, and I hear this on the radio, and it just offends me, the idea that they need more. I know it's expensive. Anytime I come to D.C., everything's more expensive here. It's what's wrong with D.C., is it is too expensive. We don't need to make it easier for people, these congressmen, to enjoy the life here. When I was in college, I worked for a U.S. senator as an intern one summer.
Yeah.
He was from New Hampshire, and he would sleep in a Marine barracks in Anacostia and for free. And he was a wealthy guy. His wife and children were back in New Hampshire. He went home on the weekends, but he cut every corner he could. He stayed 8 years or 12 years rather than went home.
And he made it work. And that's why I like Jason Chaffetz sleeping on a cot.
Well, exactly. And I think it would be good for them to have to drive the same roads we do and take that darn metro.
628 now on WMAL.
In a town like D.C., debate is normal. But one thing we can all agree on is the need for quality health care. That's where we come in. We're Kaiser Permanente, and for more than 70 years, we've been delivering quality health care to our members. Another thing not up for debate is our total approach to health care, which combines the efforts of more than 22,000 physicians nationwide with a connected health care team to help treat illness no matter how serious. We back up our teams by conducting thousands of clinical research studies each year that have led to new procedures and treatments that make our patients and communities healthier. And we've pioneered the technology that helps our clinical teams diagnose and treat our more than 11 million members faster. We are Kaiser Permanente, and we believe that with better research, the right treatment, and connected and comprehensive care, we're helping millions thrive. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org/wearekp to learn more.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Hi, everybody. Jay Leno here, and I'm back with an all-new season of Jay Leno's Garage. Join me and my guests, Tim Allen, Michael Strahan, President George W. Bush, Wanda Sykes, and more Living quickly, living almost obnoxiously, living the dream, or is it a nightmare? Jay Leno's Garage, season premiere tonight, 9 Eastern, CNBC. Get yours.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
All right. Mere minutes from now, great Cal Thomas joins us to talk about this healthcare debacle. Hopefully he's got some solutions. If not, at least he's got a lot of energy. He could power the entire healthcare system with that alone. That's all ahead on Mornings on the Mall right now, 6:30 here on WMAL. Time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson's breaking news this morning affecting Amtrak travelers. Amtrak has suspended service between Washington and Philadelphia because of a fatal accident overnight.
An Amtrak train number 175 from New York struck and killed two people as it was heading into Union Station shortly before midnight. This happened near New York Avenue, just under the 9th Street Bridge. Amtrak says it appears the people were trespassing on the tracks. No one on the train, neither the crew nor the 121 passengers on board, was injured. They were eventually offloaded onto another train, which completed the trip into Union Station. The train involved in the incident remains in place as the investigation continues. I'm John Matthews in the WMAL newsroom.
The fatal Amtrak incident's also affecting Mark Rail commuters this morning. Mark's Penn Line will have limited service this morning, only going as far as New Carrollton, where you can transfer to Metro. Camden Line trains are stopping at Greenbelt. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is still speaking in upbeat terms about the GOP health care overhaul bill. McConnell postponed a vote until after the 4th of July because of a lack of support even within the ranks of the Republican caucus, but he claims good progress after a strategy session at the White House with the president. A judge in Richmond has ruled that a Virginia auto dealers group has the right to challenge the state's approval for electric car maker Tesla to open a second store in Virginia. The Virginia Automobile Dealers Association has argued that Tesla should have to sell its cars to independent car dealers just like every other car maker has to under state law. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,311. The NASDAQ at 61.47. Sports, the Nationals pound the Cubs behind the two-hit pitching of Max Scherzer. The O's win their third straight, beating Toronto. WNBA, the Mystics beat Seattle. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. This summer, before you hit the road for that long family vacation, remember, driving the speed limit isn't just for safety. It also helps your fuel efficiency. According to the EPA, driving 55 miles per hour compared to 65 miles per hour can improve gas mileage by as much as 15%. Using the cruise control can help achieve this, and maintaining a constant speed typically delivers better fuel economy than varying your speed. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Is there anything more annoying than the sound of an old scratchy wiper blade? How about not being able to see? When it comes to wipers, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Truth matters, especially around D.C.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
Hey, any company can say they'll show up on time, or do the job right, or offer the price you talked about. But how do you know a company will keep those promises? At Snell, we do it with our guarantees. When a stand-up guy from Snell does work on your heating and cooling system, he'll know his stuff. That's job one. His analysis of the problem will get straight to the point, guaranteed. He'll give you a price up front before any work begins. The price he quotes is the price you pay. And on the odd chance that your system does break down, in the season following that service, we'll come back out for free. All of these guarantees come from our core values, and none is more important than this. At Snell, we do what we say we're going to do. Because talk is cheap, and now more than ever, truth matters.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Novant Health UVA Health System Orthopedics and Sports Medicine believes life calls for a full range of motion. We provide advanced treatment options to bring back your mobility. You get back to playing golf with your friends.
Nice shot.
We invest in technology to precisely diagnose your pain. You get back to playing fetch with your best friend.
Who's a good boy?
We carefully design a treatment plan tailored just for you. So you get back to dancing with your better half.
Come on, honey, let's do this.
We have experts devoted to your rapid recovery. So you get back to what matters most.
Higher, Daddy, higher!
Here goes!
Woohoo!
No matter the moment, we're here to help you live an active life with less pain. Visit NovantHealthUVA.org/motion for more information on how to live your life in full range.
.35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95 is pushing through Lorton a bit slow now due to the crash, but everything is to the shoulder. In fact, I'm seeing a tow truck there as well. Again, north on 95 with lanes open, but the distraction with a couple cars, police car there with the flashing light too for safety. Beyond that, as you head through Springfield, heavy onto 395 and through Landmark into the sun glare this morning, everyone coming in from the west, really bunching up 66 through Manassas, Fair Oaks, and heading up toward Nutley Street. On the southeast southwest freeway, we've been talking about the incident after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Seems that it was caused, too, by some road work. According to DDOT, it's still in place on the left side. So westbound side, southeast southwest freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel, and we are just jammed off of DC 295 as a result. And again, inbound New York Avenue, watch for extra slowdowns this morning. A lot of police department activity due to the investigation on Amtrak. So coming inbound past West Virginia, Montana Avenues, you will lose the right lane due to that. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine today, temperatures on the cool side of average by a few degrees as we get up to around 82 and we keep it dry. Now tonight, mostly clear, low 65, and then it warms up tomorrow. Sunshine, clouds mixing, a high of 90 degrees. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Haymarket, 50 in Germantown, 62 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Morning, 6:37 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up here on Mornings on the Mall at 8:05, we got Mike Antolini. He's the Quicken Loans National Tournament Director. Be nice to chat with him. And then 8:35, we got Jay Walter. He's a Maryland State Delegate here to talk to us about the fact that Larry Hogan has now called for an investigation of Prince George's County Schools, the great inflation scandal. What's to come of that? That's all ahead. My name is Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
And good morning. And joining us right now is Cal Thomas. If you are not awake, Cal will definitely wake you up. Cal, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, dynamic duo from the UK.
Cal, wanted to talk to you about your latest column. It's very interesting because you talk about health care, which everyone is talking about, and you bemoan the fact that, you know, Republicans can't get out of their own way, which we all agree with. But you also had a very interesting idea about how to cut costs in Washington, period, which clearly is tied in with health care. There's apparently some duplication going on. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I had lunch a couple of weeks ago with Senator Enzi of Wyoming, and he heads up the Budget Committee. And there are dozens and dozens of duplicative programs, programs that do the same thing, but all have their own funding sources. And, I mean, look, if we have two of something, we usually donate one or give it to a child or another relative or to a charity or something. But in government, you know, Reagan used to say the only proof of eternal life in Washington is a government program. You can't cut anything anymore, even if it is doing the same thing that other agencies are doing. And so Senator Enzi has put out this tremendous chart that shows the number of duplicative programs, and he's trying to get senators to sign off on cutting those that are doing twice as much work for twice as much money.
And that seems to me to be something right up President Trump's alley. President Trump seems to be that kind of guy who goes, great, give me the list of the duplication. We're cutting them all. We're going to be done. We're done. We're going to have one or two, and that's it.
Well, you know, Mary, you've been around Washington long enough to know how this works. You can't even cut the rate of increase in anything anymore, or you get these kinds of commercials about starving grandmothers and homeless children and all of this other business, and people don't pay attention. You know, they go and vote every 4 years or every 2 years, and they don't pay enough attention between elections. And so they get conned by the politicians who tell them things and scare them. Granny's going to die. You're not going to get treatment for cancer. The world is going to come to an end. And fear still works. You know, oh, for the days of Franklin Roosevelt, when the only thing you had to fear was fear itself.
Yeah, you know, before we get back to healthcare, I want to stick to this topic of making government more efficient. I've begun to realize that if President Trump can do nothing else but scale back the power of the executive, forget Congress, forget all of this other stuff that he wants to get done legislatively, if he can just slow down the power of the executive and make the agencies smaller and make them more efficient, that would make his presidency an historical success, no?
Well, it would, of course, and that's the ideal, and it works in business that way and virtually every other area of life. But, you know, Reagan tried to cut the Department of Education. The Department of Education doesn't educate anybody. It spends a lot of money on stuff that doesn't really improve education. It continues to allow inner-city schools with poor and minority children and failing schools and bad teachers to fester while they send their kids and grandchildren to private schools or good public schools. But Reagan couldn't do it because of the inertia of government programs. HUD, who needs HUD? Housing and Urban Development, Department of Commerce, Veterans Affairs could be under Health and Human Services. So many things are unnecessary in government, but it's easier to kill a vampire, guys, than it is a government program.
It's amazing. They can't even get answers out of the intelligence community, and they work for the president. So you've got this health care bill. Mitch McConnell comes out yesterday and says they're not going to vote on it now until maybe a couple weeks from now. And I feel like as we get farther, closer and closer to 2018, the chances of this being anything but a crappy political bill only increase.
Well, you're absolutely right. And the left has already announced that it's going to ratchet up the robocalls and maybe even sit-ins and visits with the various members of Congress when they go home for the July 4th recess. You've got outfits like Planned Parenthood and NARAL, Pro-Choice America, and others who want to keep funding for Planned Parenthood. There are so many divisions within the Republican Party. Everybody wants their own way and are not willing to give anything. One senator says there's not enough funding for the opioid epidemic in his state. Two moderate senators, Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, say they got to have Planned Parenthood funding in the bill. Conservatives say they don't want that. They're not going to vote for any bill that has Planned Parenthood funding in it. Well, you know, you lose two votes or three votes and you don't have anything. And so far, five Republicans said they're not going to vote for the bill the way it is. So delaying is only going to make it less likely to pass. I think we may have to revert to the president's fallback position, which he said during the campaign and right after he was inaugurated. Maybe I just should let Obamacare fail and then the Democrats will come crawling to me asking that it be saved.
Here, I want to go back to this, and I know it's kind of, you know, a dead horse that we beat constantly. Why are Republicans so inept at getting the message out? Why can't they get out there and explain that everyone's talking about this cut to Medicare? You talk about fear and explain it's not a cut. It's a cut in the growth. We're still giving more money. It's just a cut in the growth. Why are they so awful at selling? Trump is a fantastic salesman. Why?
You know, it's a great question that a number of us have been asking for decades, frankly, and the Republicans have never figured it out. I hate to bring out the old analogy that everybody's familiar with, but it's true. It's Lucy in the football. Charlie Brown knows that Lucy's going to pull it away, but he says within himself, maybe this year she's really going to hold it. And everybody knows that she's going to pull it away. And deep in his heart, Charlie Brown has got to know that she's going to pull it away. But the media is part of the problem, of course, because they help create the narrative.
Right.
The Democrats help them out with this. And again, people don't pay attention. They don't do their own due diligence and find out what is really in these bills and that it is just a cut and an increase. But the idea that the federal government is better at doing things than the private sector or you and I personally is foreign to what the founders had in mind. They wanted limited government and unlimited liberty. But now we've got the reverse, and we've got millions of Americans addicted to government, dysfunctional government. Government doesn't work. We can't even win wars anymore. And yet people turn to government like cult members turn to a cult leader, even though the religion isn't true.
Yeah, and you can't break the addiction unless you give somebody a coherent explanation of what you're trying to do.
Exactly.
Cal Thomas, thank you very much for stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
Delighted.
As usual. 6:44 now on WMAL.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
This summer, experience the Open Road in America's luxury brand with all the style, performance, and perfection you can only get from Lincoln and Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage you can only get from Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly. We'll even pick up and deliver your vehicle for all maintenance and warranty service. Make a lifetime of summer memories in your new Ted Britt Lincoln, customized from the paint to leather with Lincoln Black Label and protected by Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. Shop online now at TedBrittLincoln.com.
Are you retired or soon will be? Is your will up to date? Don't want to leave a mess for your family to clean up? I'm Attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A work zone, say what? During the morning commute here on the westbound Southeast Southwest Freeway, and DDOT crews say it's still coned off. I'm seeing it in the traffic cameras now, too. They've zoomed in on the westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel. You see that activity blocking the left lane with emergency work. Coming off of the 11th Street Bridge and 295 jammed as a result. Now, Virginia, we had the two-car crash north Interstate 95. It's all to the shoulder tow trucks there, but definitely focusing on these delays here north as you head through Lorton because of that crash. 270, you've been okay this morning. Urbana down toward Hyattstown and Clarksburg, just some of the stop-and-go forming. And again, New York Avenue coming inbound, you lose the right lane after West Virginia, Montana Avenues, and that's due to the investigation on Amtrak. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Keep the sunshine today and temperatures on the cool side of average. 82 for the high, mostly clear tonight, low 65. Hotter tomorrow, sun and cloud mix of 90. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 63 degrees, 6:46 on WMAL.
So, I want to tell you about something that I am not a fan of, but I think I could absolutely love this. They may have finally found a way to make me a fan.
Of what?
Yeah, professional wrestling. You know, the professional wrestling, the kind where my grandmother used to watch and she would root for whoever the golden boy was because she thought it was real. She also loved roller derby, my grandmother. She was a character.
Was a huge wrestling fan?
She loved wrestling. Gorgeous George, I think, was the guy way back in the day.
Wow.
But she loved him.
Go, Grandma.
And it was real. She loved it. We would come to their house and she was watching her TV. If it was roller derby or wrestling, she was not getting up. That was her thing.
Just quiet down. Mary Wrestling's on.
There's all these local wrestlings, and I guess there's some kind of like farm where they come up and they get to the big wrestling. Well, there's one in Kentucky. It's called the Appalachian Mountain Wrestling. They have a new villain, the Progressive Liberal, played by Dan Richards. One of his promotions has him in a t-shirt covered in a bunch of Hillary Clinton faces. His most recent match, he wore briefs that on the back say Progressive Liberal. So they got to be big briefs, because to get Progressive Liberal on your briefs, it's got to be big.
Yeah, you have some real estate there.
Earlier this year, he was in the ring in a promo in which he praised Hillary Clinton, which said the audience crazy, because this is Kentucky, and with attendees chanting, feel the burn, feel the burn. and he, before being jeered, he said, you know what? I think Bernie Sanders would make a great Secretary of State.
Wow, he's even campaigning like Hillary Clinton.
Later on, he told the crowd, I want to exchange your bullets for bullet points of knowledge. It's awesome.
He better be.
I love this.
I think a lot of people would crave like a snowflake figure, you know? Just get somebody up there to just get his tail whooped.
Well, if you want to see him this Friday, and they obviously, I think they wrestle in like a school gym.
Uh-huh.
This Friday, he is going to be wrestling some guy. I don't know who it is, but you get the picture of him. He's in a sleeveless shirt. You know, like the arms, the sleeves have been ripped off, you know, not cut off, just ripped off, all muscular. It's called the crybaby match. And the loser will have to wear a diaper and suck on a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
The loser has to. So you know who's going to lose, right?
Yeah, I have a sneaking suspicion based on
I want to see this guy. Dan, if you're listening, I have something for you. You need to do one of these matches in pajamas, like Pajama Boy.
Oh, there you go.
Right? The black and red plaid Pajama Boy pajamas.
So would you rather pay pay-per-view for this match or for Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor?
Oh, hands down this match. Absolutely hands down this match. Who wouldn't pay for this?
To see a guy dressed in a Hillary shirt get his tail whooped? The progressive liberal?
And they think he strikes the right level of condescension
uh-huh.
and punchable smugness. They say his delivery is a little suspect and his actual wrestling leaves something to be desired. But all of that can be fixed. This is a great gimmick. So I absolutely love it.
He's with her. 650 on WMAL.
Is this summer finally going to be the one you get to use your timeshare again, or is it going to be yet another year that you missed the boat in booking, that all the places you wanted to go were already reserved? Call Timeshare Exit Team, the most trusted name in the industry. This year alone, they will save their customers millions in maintenance fees. Let them save you some money, too. Call 844-928-EXIT and schedule your free consultation. 844-928-EXIT. 844-928-3948. Online at timeshareexitteam.com.
My folks have been married 60 years. They built a home together and were always there for us. So when Mom got sick, we swore we'd get her the care she needed. Keeping her and Dad together in their own home means everything to us. But now, I'm scared. I didn't realize how bad this new healthcare bill in Washington is until I talked to Mom's doctor. It cuts services that help them stay in their own home, like help with medications and simple things like bathing and eating. I'm raising my kids and working two jobs. Without these services, I couldn't manage caring for my parents, too. Just one vote in Congress could break us.
Across West Virginia, Medicaid provides critical services to thousands of seniors, helping provide the care they need at home instead of in an expensive nursing home. Call Senator Capito at 866-302-2140. Tell her to protect Medicaid and vote no on the health care bill. Paid for by Community Catalyst Action Fund.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Breaking news, the 2017 housing market is heating up to be one of the most competitive on record, with home prices surging to levels not seen in over 15 years. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and what does this news mean to you? If you're in the market to buy a home this year, it means you need to set yourself apart to win out over other offers in a bidding war. How do you do that? By working with Cornerstone First Financial. We're a direct lender with our own money. We're local to this area with a track record of getting loans to settlement on time and offering the lowest interest rates. If you're not planning on moving this year, this news is also important if you're looking to eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, or take cash out for any reason. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries, this is Dion. How can I help you?
Hey, Dion, I need an oil change.
What kind of oil do you need?
Conventional.
Well, we have a special on 5 quarts of Valvoline for $23.99.
Wow, it's a great deal.
It runs real clean. It protects against cold starts, heat, and wear.
Perfect.
Sign up for Speed Perks, and you can save even more.
Okay, will do.
Now at Advance Auto, get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purolator filter for just $23.99. See store for details. Also at participating Carquest Auto Parts stores.
All right, 6:53 now. Let's check in on how your money is doing with Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk.
And good morning to you. Mixed futures this morning on Wall Street pointing to a mixed open. Markets are mostly lower in Europe and Asia. Crude oil trading a little lower this morning. The global Petya cyber attack appears to be slowing a little bit. It hit an airport in Scotland, Russia's biggest oil company, major ad agency WPP in London, some businesses in Asia. It's ransomware, again, a virus that holds computer systems hostage and until a Bitcoin payment is made. President Trump is holding a re-election fundraiser tonight at his Washington hotel. The president actually started his re-election campaign on Inauguration Day by filing Federal Election Commission paperwork, the earliest ever by any sitting president. Amazon officially releases the Echo Show today. This in-home new smart speaker has video screen this time, ships today. The biggest savings killer for millennials, eating out. A new Bankrate study says millennials go out to eat an average of 5 times a week. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Chris Plant here. You may have heard me talk about the 2017 Chevy Bolt EV, the all-electric vehicle that can go 238 miles on a full charge. But did you know that it's full of EV technologies to help you maximize your range? Things like Regen on Demand, a regenerative braking pedal that restores energy to the battery while you slow down. If you haven't already, you need to check it out. The Chevy Bolt EV is not just a great electric car, it's a great car.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading into town, boy, we have big delays coming off of both 50 and the BW Parkway to get onto New York Avenue. Inbound New York Avenue, after you pass the intersection where West Virginia Montana Avenues intersect there, we have the right lane blocked, a lot of police department activity. And in case you hadn't heard, that's because of the investigation on Amtrak, where two pedestrians were struck and killed. Amtrak service suspended between D.C. and Philadelphia, and we'll have more on that coming up in the news. Also, our second problem, and it's now been resolved, had been the work zone. Yes, during the morning commute, they had emergency work area on the westbound side of the freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Looks like they've reopened that left lane, but boy, big delays off of 295 and the 11th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine today, temperatures on the cool side of average by a few degrees as we get up to around 82 and we keep it dry. Now tonight, mostly clear, low 65, and then it warms up tomorrow. Sunshine, clouds mixing, a high of 90 degrees. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 63 degrees, 6:56 on WMAL.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
I have some sad news. You know how you were talking about your fight and you can't wait to watch it and everything? Well, I have another sporting event.
Yeah?
America ceded the old mug. The old mug got ceded to New Zealand. Do you know what the old mug is?
It sounds like an old mug.
It is the oldest trophy in the sporting world.
Oh.
It is also known as the America's Cup.
Oh, I see.
And America lost, yeah.
It lost their cup.
America did lose the cup. We lost to the Emirates team, New Zealand, the Oracle team, USA just couldn't. And it was sad. We blew the start twice. And what's sad is, it's the America Cup skipper for Team Oracle USA, was Jimmy Spithill. And he is the most successful skipper in America Cup history. He's not even American. There were not a lot of Americans on the team, which I find a little dicey. I would prefer the team truly be with people from your country. Mm-hmm. That's what I would prefer. But it's big business now. You know, it's Oracle Team USA. It's not Team USA. It's Oracle because they're sponsored by Oracle.
Well, don't the boats cost like $8-10 million?
Oh my God, amazing. And that was why New Zealand won. New Zealand won because their boat was phenomenal. And they, this, you know, usually you have grinders, and the grinders are the guys with the big arms, and they, you know, do the, with the arms, it's almost
with,
like pedaling a bike
with
their arms.
The arms.
What they did on Emirates Team New Zealand is they replaced it with guys on bicycles. So they had leg power, which is far more efficient and more powerful than arm power. Plus, our skipper, our Team USA blew, it's best out of seven, and Team USA jumped the start twice. They have, you know, there's a starting line, and you have to stay in a box, and you have to maneuver, and you can't cross the starting line until the whistle goes, the sounder goes, and then you can cross the starting line. So everybody tries to time it so that they get to the line just in time to be able to cross it. So you've got a good momentum. So it's very tactical. And Team USA jumped the start twice and got 30-second penalties both times. So we just didn't race well, and it was really sad. So now the cup is gone.
Well, this is, I mean, I don't really watch this sport other than when I blow past
it on television.
Way better
than boxing, I'll tell you. It's way better than boxing.
It looks really intense, and certainly these guys look like they're working their tails off driving $10 million boats at, like, unbelievable paces for sailboats. But the bike thing that you just mentioned, is that not against the rules or something?
No, you could do it. Well, see, here's the thing.
Getting guys up, like, on pedals?
No, New Zealand, you can do what there are certain rules. The new team, so now New Zealand will decide what the rules for the next cup will be.
Oh.
And so they can take it away from all this high-tech stuff, and they can go backwards. They can make the rules for what the next cup will be.
Yes, the golden rule. He who has the gold wins the rule.
Or the cup.
Rules.
Or the cup.
Who has the old cup. Makes the rules. All right, here's what's coming up in the next hour of Mornings on the Mall.
We're going to talk healthcare, and was delaying the vote the right move, or did you just want to see him put it out there and force everybody to vote?
Oh, good question, Mary. And by the way, the Mexican government, they love sanctuary cities in the United States. They're really upset that the Trump administration is even trying to take them on. It's hilarious and scary, actually, at the same time. So we'll discuss that. Thanks, Mexico, for getting involved. It's 7 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630.